You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light.
Bruno Mars is your artist of the day today.
Find out what we're made of.
Nice choice, Rod. A couple of stories to bring to your attention real quick. Fox 4 could soon be under new ownership. Their parent company, I believe they're owned by, at the moment, Chicago Tribune Media, Nexstar, is offering to buy them for $4 billion, not just Fox 4, but the entire TV company, for $4 billion, 4 months after a similar collapse with Sinclair Broadcast Group. The deal would make Nexstar, whose stations reach nearly 39% of all U.S. TV homes, the biggest operator of local TV stations in these United States. Okay. Oh, here's one, Dana. Let me do this one first. This band in the wake of a very popular movie about their lead singer is going back out on tour in the United States.
Anybody find me somebody to love?
Queen announcing a U.S. tour.
Oh, you saw that coming.
Yeah. By the way, the highest grossing musical biopic of all time. It passed over the weekend straight out of Compton. It is a 23-date Rhapsody Trek is what they're calling it. And by the way, if you're looking for one in the Midwest, you're going to have to go to Chicago, Ohio, and if you can count Minnesota as the Midwest, Minnesota. They also make a stop in Dallas, Texas, but other than that, nowhere near Kansas City. A woman in a wheelchair was left alone at Chicago's O'Hare Airport overnight after her flight was canceled. Now her family is looking for answers. Olympia Warsaw has Parkinson's disease and diabetes and uses a wheelchair because she can't walk or she has trouble walking. Warsaw traveled from Detroit to Chicago for her ex-husband's funeral, and right away things went wrong, according to her family. Her luggage was lost. She ended up missing part of the service as a result of all these problems. Then, on her way back to Detroit, Warsaw experienced an even worse travel nightmare. Her family tells CBS Chicago an airport porter left her alone in her wheelchair overnight after her flight was canceled. Claude Coltia said he and his mom went to the airport together after Dad's funeral last week. I walked with her all the way to the gate. I confirmed with the gate agent that the flight was on time. Everything was okay. She said, yep, all's fine. We'll take good care of your mom. Coltier then went to his gate for a flight leaving shortly after his mother's flight was supposed to depart, but it turned out Warsaw's flight was not going to depart. It was subsequently canceled. Coltier said American Airlines assigned a porter to take Warsaw back to the front of the airport. She was offered a hotel room since her flight was canceled, but they weren't willing to take her there.
Yeah, just wheel yourself on over to the airport.
Because of her
hotel's about 4 miles that way.
Because of her Parkinson's disease, she has trouble communicating and could not arrange her own transportation to the hotel. Okay. Here's an interesting one. A Minnesota man caught driving. We were talking about drugs last hour. A Minnesota man caught driving through Kansas with 471 pounds of marijuana.
Not 472.
471 pounds of marijuana was sentenced in federal court in KCK today. His name is Mark Berg. He's 40 years old of Coon Rapids, Minnesota. He was convicted and pleaded guilty of possession with intent to distribute marijuana. Let me say it again. 471 pounds of marijuana.
That's personal use.
471 pounds.
Well, I don't want to buy it again.
Of marijuana. Care to guess what his sentence was?
What?
And we take it seriously. I mean, it's still illegal on the federal level.
Absolutely.
And he was sentenced in federal court, and the federal courts do not screw around.
No.
471 pounds.
471 pounds of marijuana.
10 years.
Okay. That's a good guess. Rod?
I don't know. I would say around 10 to 20 years.
I mean, because he pleaded guilty to possession with intent to distribute, and he did have 471 pounds of
intent
marijuana.
Intent to distribute. I would have tried to claim personal use.
Well, for you, that's a weekend.
Yeah.
1 year, 9 months.
In Kansas?
In federal court.
Wow.
Well, maybe 469 pounds of it were for personal use.
2 pounds was for distribution.
And 2 pounds he was giving away to his buddies.
Now, let me ask you something.
That's in Kansas?
In federal court.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you something. And I'm being serious. Because for a long time on this show, and it seems to be the prevailing way of thinking in America, everybody is saying, forget about the marijuana. Leave it alone. What's the big deal anymore? Right? That seems to be the direction we all are going.
Right.
Now, some people slower than others, some people faster than others. I get that, and I understand that. But the prevailing wind of change is, it's just marijuana. Who cares anymore?
Yeah.
Why is that shocking to me, then, that he got 471 pounds, he gets a year and 9 months in federal prison? Shouldn't we all say good?
No.
Why?
Because those dominoes started to fall a few years ago, and it's over.
Should he go to prison for longer than that?
No.
Shorter. It is still an illegal drug, not only federally, but in the state of Kansas.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. If you're driving around in Colorado with 471 pounds of it, that's probably illegal there,
too. I believe that is correct.
You have to have a tax ID stamp. You have to have, you know, some license to sell it
correct.
Or have it.
It is still illegal to just sell it on the street
there
corner.
Are still some hoops you have to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
That's I'm fine with a he'd probably be out in 6 months or 7 months.
Yeah, but isn't there, like, there was the story of the guy. Now, granted, he got busted 3 times and 3 strikes and all that. There was a dude that was serving life for having, like, an ounce of weed in the state of Missouri.
Right. Strike 3 kind of deal.
Yeah, but this guy's got 471 pounds.
Don't you forget
and he gets
that
a year and a half.
Well, a year and 9 months, yeah.
Look, I'm not.
Do you know what's always
bothered
me? I'm
not for the guy being locked up forever.
Oh, I know.
But I am for some sort of
uniformity?
Yes. Some sort of, the same. Equality in sentencing.
You know what's always bothered me? There will be a day, let's say on January 1 of 2020, let's say most states, maybe not Kansas or Missouri, but most, go ahead and switch on over to either medical or recreational. This is all legal now. Let's say it's on January 1, 2020. What bothers me is there's going to be some guy that on December 16th, 2019, is caught and goes through the system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always a cutoff when these laws change. And I know you can't go back and let everybody out. But if I was the governor in some of these states, I would be pardoning every single one of these people.
It's a federal charge.
I know,
charge.
But Scott, think about it. Think about in Colorado and Utah and Washington State, the people that are in jail now for something they did a couple of years ago that is completely legal today. That doesn't seem unfair to you? Because of the way the calendar fell?
It seems horribly unfair. Yes. I do think, though, if you're going to illegally sell marijuana, you don't have a license to sell it. I mean, how would we feel if somebody was just selling booze on the corner like it's a lemonade stand?
Or cigarettes.
Hell, we know about that guy in New York.
What they call those? Singles or singles?
No, they're called Lucy's.
Lucy's. Singlies.
Singlies, Lucy's, you know.
Can I get a singly? I don't know what that is.
I think that's the wrestler uniform, right?
That's a singlet.
Oh, my mistake.
That's a singlet.
I'm not down with the smoking lingo. I'm sorry.
Nor the wrestling rod.
You wear tights?
It's the required uniform.
Tights.
576-7798. There's no doubt, there's no denying the tide is turning on marijuana in America. But this was 471 pounds to sell illegally. 471 pounds illegally. And he got 1 year, 9 months. Somebody said on the text line, I got that sentence 20 years ago in Nebraska for an ounce.
Yeah, I believe that.
For an ounce of marijuana. 576-7798, 576-7798.
Dana right here for Stuart Woodbury and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Just remember that website, lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Head there, and in a matter of seconds, you plug in whether or not you're a man or a woman, whether or not you smoke, speaking of smoking, the state you live in, and how much coverage you think you need. It's that simple. Right in front of you on that computer screen, all of these quotes will be right there at your fingertips. Then you call Stuart Woodbury. He will help you navigate the waters of life insurance. What's the best product for you? How much do you need? How long do you need it? That's a big one. He will always tell you, he's the first person to say that the goal is to self-insure, that by a certain point in your life, you don't need it any longer. When is that for you? Call Stuart Woodbury. He will help you figure all of that out. You're going to love the service. He is local, has been for decades in Kansas City, helping people with their life insurance needs. 816-792-0700 is the number to call. 816-792-0700 or the website, lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nibbling at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
Somebody wrote me just now on the text line, says, plants are not illegal. They can be. They most certainly can be. Heroin comes from the poppy plant. Cocaine, if I'm not mistaken, Rod, help me here, comes from the coca plant.
Why are you asking me? Yeah, that's
true. Is
it
true?
It's true, absolutely.
Or is it an old wives' tale that poppy seed muffins can do some wonky false positive test?
Supposedly, yes. They will show false positive on a urine analysis.
So I wrote back. I said, heroin comes from a plant. So does cocaine. He wrote, only after processed. Well, grow a poppy plant in your backyard. Grow a marijuana plant in your backyard in Kansas.
Bad idea.
No, do it. Because apparently it's only a crime if it's processed. And I do not believe that is true.
No, that's not
true. So if it's only a crime after it's processed, grow marijuana in your backyard. You will be arrested. I'm not saying
actually,
that's right.
Just go buy a bunch of stuff to grow with. And wait, you'll probably be arrested.
Yeah, ask a former CIA special agent down in Leawood about that. He was trying to grow tomatoes in his basement.
Right, tomatoes, sure, uh-huh.
I see those lights glowing down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we're going to go through his trash every day until we arrest this man.
Hey, that's some Lipton in there. I know Lipton when I don't see it.
I'm going to go home and vacuum out my car.
I just think
stressed it's stressed out now. I've got cat litter back there. I'm trying to think what else I have back there.
That's meth.
Right?
Mm-hmm. There was a dude that got arrested with cat litter. They thought it was meth.
Do you know what else? Rock salt. Mm-hmm. I was at Price Chopper or Lowe's this weekend, and I thought, oh, okay, now they've restocked their rock salt now that it's all melted. But I'm standing there thinking, should I get more? Because our walkway is so bad out in front of our house. I don't want rock salt in my car now.
No, you do not. I actually, a long time ago, knew someone that bought a bag of rock salt, thinking they bought this awesome bag of meth, and took it home and couldn't figure out why it wouldn't melt.
Huh.
Very salty.
How am I going to sell this if I can't melt it?
Very salty.
Well, it seemed to melt the ice, but it won't melt in a pipe.
So Mark Berg, 40 years old, of Coon Rapids, Minnesota. Sentenced in federal court in KCK to 1 year, 9 months in prison after being popped driving down I-70 in the state of Kansas with 471 pounds of marijuana.
That's a lot of pot, dude.
That is a ton of marijuana. That's millions of dollars, is it not?
Could be, yeah,
that
absolutely.
That would be millions of dollars of weed.
I knew someone who was arrested with, what was it, like 27 pounds or something in Texas. And he did like a little over a year in jail and had like almost 12 years of probation after that. And this was into the 80s, early 90s.
All right, 576-7798 if you guys want to weigh in.
Did you see during the Chiefs game, they ran the trailer for the Clint Eastwood movie,
The Mule.
The Mule.
Looks so good.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Have you not seen the previews in the theaters?
Well,
they're even better.
About a month ago. And I remember I told you, there's this movie coming out called The Mule. And I looked that guy up. It is the most fascinating story.
It's a true story.
Yes.
I mean, this isn't a based on a true story. This is, it's a true story.
Was it Detroit, I want to say? I read it at the time.
I think that's right.
Because I think even law enforcement was like, are you even kidding me? This is happening?
He just died. I think he died in 2016, if I'm not, because when that preview first came out, did I tell you this? I was so fascinated by the whole idea of this character that Clint Eastwood plays in this movie, The Mule, that I looked him up just to see, because it all, you know, they always say inspired by a true story.
And I'm looking like, for a job opportunity?
No.
It sounds like you were, you know, you're like, wow, I could do this?
Well, the reason he got away with it.
Because he was an old man.
He was like
an old man driving around a pickup truck.
And they were like, this is so weird. The drug dog's going crazy for grandpa here. We're going to let him go.
I looked it up. It is a true story. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom and we'll stare it.
Honors in Washington. More next.
You know, the Dean family had their home in Overland Park listed with another agent with no results. That, as you know, can be very frustrating. Then they called Chip Glennon and his team, whose expertise brought immediate interest and multiple showings. They, the Dean family, ended up selling their home for full asking price in less than a week. The reason is because Chip generates results even in a slower market. Few, if any, can say that. You've got to call Chip Glennon, whose team is on pace to be the number one real estate team in Kansas City by 2021. Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate Experts of Keller Williams guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. No risk to you. Chip will let you out of your contract at any time. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank. And who are we kidding? The only agent I will call when I decide to sell my home in Roland Park. Call Chip Glennon today at 866-872-5556, 866-872-5556, or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com, and start packing.
The body of former President George H.W. Bush arrives at the U.S. Capitol following a brief ceremony at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington. The president's flag-draped casket was unloaded from the presidential plane and brought to a hearse by an honor guard as a military band played Hail to the Chief. President's remains will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until Wednesday morning. An appeals court says a conservative Missouri activist has to follow the state's lobbying rules even though he isn't paid. This is a ruling could have wide-reaching implications. 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals cited the interest of transparency in ruling that Ron Calzone must register as a lobbyist with the Missouri Ethics Commission as well as file lobbying reports. The victim of motorcycle wreck in Cass County identified. Missouri State Highway Patrol says 48-year-old Christian Metz of Adrian wrecked in the northbound lanes of I-49 near Peculiar yesterday. Investigators believe he was trying to pass a truck when the motorcycle clipped the rear bumper, lost control, and came to stop in a median. The accident still being investigated. Traffic and weather together next. KMBZ News Time, 431.
Hey, it's cold. I know winter's here, and you're probably thinking, will Seal One's KC still come out and seal my stuff? Absolutely they will. They have moved inside. While the cold weather is here, the snow is here, and they will permanently protect and beautify the inside areas of your home. Think about your cracked and stained basement floor, your cracked and stained garage floor. If you have carpet in your basement, rip that out and put down that permanent polymer decorative coating. We've had it for years. It is so easy to keep clean. I always say if you have allergies, if you have pets, if you have teenagers, do not put carpet down there. Put this permanent polymer decorative coating down. You will be so glad you did. If something spills, if a sump pump overflows, all you have to do is clean it up with the towel and you are done. Plus, it looks gorgeous. Call them today at Seal Once KC. Have them come out for a free estimate. 816-942-3927. 816-942-3927. Go to sealoncekc.com. Remember, seal it and forget it. Mention Dana, get that 20% discount, 816-942-3927 today.
KMBZ weather, cloudy tonight, few flurries here and there, low around 25. Clouds tomorrow, holding the temperature down 33. Clearing out tomorrow night into Wednesday, few clouds for the middle of the week, but we are warmer. Afternoon high in the upper 40s. Right now, 31 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Night Ranger, here on Dana and Parks.
It ain't the way you move.
It ain't the way that you move.
It ain't the way that you move.
I have a question.
Yep.
How do they choose the service members who serve as pallbearers? I shouldn't say pallbearers, but when they bring the casket from the plane or the train to the rotunda, and then how do they choose the service members who stand around the casket while the former presidents, anytime this happens, or Supreme Court justice is lying in state?
To answer the latter, I do not know the answer. Sometimes they are just chosen by their commanders. As far as the pallbearers, the ones who removed the casket from the funeral home in Houston this morning were picked by the former president. Mm. Some of them are current. Some of them are former Secret Service officers who were his guards for that.
Because it looks like three Navy? Does that look like three Navy to you?
At the moment, yes. And keep in mind, he was in the Navy, but then the guy off to your right there, he's Air Force. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how they pick them. And for many of them are exceptionally, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, exceptionally low rank.
Like ordinary?
Yes.
Yeah.
Low rank. One of the soldiers that carried him in, I think the highest ranking soldier I saw carry him into the Capitol was a staff sergeant, which is an E6. Story here out of Ferguson, Missouri. Imagine this. You're home on a Saturday morning and a memorial service is being held more than 3 hours away for you. That's what happened to one woman in Ferguson, Missouri. They had pictures of me blown up into posters that said, "Rest in peace, Brittany," and my aunt eventually it obtained one of the obituaries and sent pictures of it, explained Brittany Webster, very much alive. The obituary said, Brittany finished her story on October 27th, 2018. She was called to meet all the loving animal babies on the other side of the rainbow. However, Brittany is very much alive and lives nearly 3 hours away from where her mother held her memorial service.
Okay, she's out of town. I was going to say, how would you pull that off?
Says Brittany, my brother actually did die, and here my mom is faking my death. You know I was upset, I was angry, but more than anything, I was sad. The memorial service was held at the Ferguson Heights Church of Christ on November 10th. The church's representative said they had no idea that the service was a fake. Quoting here, from Brittany again.
Where was the body?
She claimed I died in a car accident, and the next day someone had pulled out in front of me, and I slammed on my brakes and spun out three times, and all I could think was, I'm going to die. My mom's speaking my death into existence. Brittany, who was raised by her grandparents, said she believes her mother's motivation was nothing but greed. She took her frustrations to her mother, who she says has a history of drug abuse.
Okay.
Her mother has yet...
I was going to say being crazy and horrible.
Her mother has yet to check the message. However, what scares her most is she has no idea now where her mother is.
Here's the deal. I'm going to just throw a couple things out there. And I've never planned a funeral. I certainly have attended for close family members, but I've never been involved in the planning. People magazine has picked up this story. It says a number of people gathered to mourn this woman's death. The funeral was held at the Ferguson Heights Church of Christ November 10th. Like most funerals, Brittany's consisted of a sermon, speeches, and a repast. Anyway, at some point in the planning process, wouldn't they have said to the mom, where is Brittany? You know, we can contact the coroner's office to arrange for her remains to be brought here. You know, right. There are discussions about that stuff.
What if the argument is, I don't know.
I'm going to hold a funeral for my daughter and I don't know where she is.
She drowned.
Well, there's still a body.
Unless you were
on the Titanic.
I don't know. 576-7798. Should that be a crime? We don't know that any money was received. We're not aware of a GoFundMe. We're not aware of any donations being accepted. Mom holds a memorial service for her daughter. Now, she does certainly imply that daughter has died, that she has gone on to hang out with her furry friends on the other side of Rainbow Bridge.
Yeah, if you're asking people to show up at the church and bring flowers,
But we don't have any indication that Mom asked for money. Mom is nowhere to be found.
Well, that's my thing. I mean, not that you wander in and go, hey, can I look at the body? But didn't anyone at the church say, I feel like there might be something more going on here.
Do you think maybe it's the drugs?
Well, I don't know. But don't you think the church would have said, hey, before we have all these people show up here, you know, what kind of flowers do you want? What, you know, who do we want to speak? You're going to need to hire an organist. And by the way, where's the body?
Do you have to have a body for a memorial service?
She could have very well had a sealed urn.
I guess, and brought it in.
Very easily could have.
I went to a memorial service for my buddy Mike Christ. His body was not there. He had been cremated the day prior. I am pretty confident, sadly, that Mike Christ is no longer with us.
I just don't understand to what purpose. Like, I get being a criminal, okay? I get doing something wrong for gain, for money, for whatever. But I don't understand why someone would have a fake funeral for a child, you know, a daughter that wasn't dead. What did she gain from that? Like, to what purpose?
And with no disrespect to mom or still alive daughter, if the daughter lives 3 hours away and mom is in Ferguson, Missouri, who's showing up?
The church's representative told WTSP television that they had no idea the service was a sham. And I'm not suggesting they were in on this by any stretch of the imagination. I just think, are churches now going to have to be in the business of verifying death? Do they even ask? I mean, I think up to this point, they just assume. But if you came and said, my loved one died, I need a service, they go, okay, we'll help you out with that.
I mean, what if, let's say the church, you're a devout member of the church. It's well known your husband is dying. One day you call the minister over and you say he's passed. Does the minister then add insult to injury and go, listen, Dana, I love you and I believe you.
But I'm going to need to see.
You are a child of Christ. You are in that pew every Sunday morning. I either need to see the body or death certificate, one or the other. But you got to cough something up here. I'm sorry. But I know that you're a devout member of our congregation. I need proof that he is dead. I know he was dying.
Look, you
I need
wheel
proof
that
he's dead.
Body right here so yep. I can slap yeah. it in the face yeah. or no funeral. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking up this church.
Did she commit a crime?
I'm wondering if it's a really, really small congregation. Yes.
What crime did she commit?
Fraud.
Did she accept money?
If she didn't, there is absolutely no explanation for why anyone would do this.
Somebody says it's for the insurance. But if the child grew up with her grandparents...
No. It's not because of the insurance. Trust me. The church might not be asking for proof of death,
mm-hmm.
but you don't think for 1 minute the insurance company is going to go,
great point.
Oh, your husband died here. What was that, a $1 million policy? Who do we make that out to?
You can make it out to me.
How many zeros do you need on that?
A six.
I've never, again, thank God, never had to deal with this. My guess is when there is a death,
the insurance company wants
to see a death certificate. Here's the other thing they want to know. Manner of death, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases,
sure,
it will void.
Suicide is not.
In some cases, it will void that policy.
That's right. I find it hard to believe that money was not asked for in some capacity. The story goes on to say that mom and daughter had been estranged, in essence. Mom had a history of drug abuse.
Maybe she was trying to say, my daughter's dead to me.
Mm. So give me more money for drugs. So I can forget about my loss. I have no doubt, but this is just my assumption. So I'm going to say allegedly on the back and front end of this. I would guess allegedly she was looking for some sort of sympathetic handout to get drugs, allegedly.
Or just sympathy. You know, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Who would attend a memorial? Would you? All right, Dana, you have a friend, okay?
Okay.
In Leawood or wherever, who has been estranged from her daughter for years.
Okay.
You know this.
Yeah.
Daughter's been raised by grandma and grandpa.
And she says daughter has now died.
Do you go to the memorial service for the daughter that you never met? To support your friend, maybe?
Well, you know, they always say you go to support the living.
Not the dead. Which is, I don't think, true. I mean, we're watching a funeral procession right now on national television. They're there because it's George H.W. Bush. They're not there to go hug Jeb and Neil and George Bush.
I want to go find this obituary.
Look up Munchausen syndrome. Munchausen syndrome?
Yes. Okay, so this is the case that we talked about last week where the mother was constantly putting the daughter through medical torture and pain, and there was nothing wrong with the daughter. And the daughter is now in prison for hiring someone to brutally kill that woman.
Oh, okay. 576-7798, 576-7798. Hey, we all love great food, and you, my friends, are going to love Omaha Steaks. I happened upon them three years ago. Hello, I am in love. My family's in love with them, too. Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for more than 100 years. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. Order with complete confidence. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited-time offer just for listeners of Dana and Parks. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code word Parks in the search bar, you'll get 74% off Omaha Steaks Family Gift Package, originally $195, now just $49.99. Order now, and you get four hand-cut top sirloin steaks, two premium pork chops, four chicken fried steaks, four Omaha Steaks burgers, four kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, four perfect potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, plus get four more burgers for free. Omaha Steaks is a fifth-generation family-owned company. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. omahasteaks.com.
You've heard me bragging about Lightning Landscape and Irrigation and all the phenomenal work they have done on the outside of our home. Landscape, hardscape, irrigation, they do it all. Did you also know they are your one-stop shop for all of your landscaping needs at the Lake of the Ozarks? If you have shut down your lake house for the year, have Lightning Landscape and Irrigation go out now. They are a full-service landscape, lawn, and irrigation contractor, and they will spruce up all of those areas around your lake home. If you're looking for fire pits, they do custom-made pits in block or stone and mortar. They will do landscaping, patios, retaining walls. Get your spring 2019 work on the schedule now before the rush hits next year. They really do specialize in taking care of your lake property, so you just come down to the lake and relax and have a good time. They also do pumps and sprinkler systems out there, by the way. More than 35 years experience, both here in Kansas City and down at the Ozarks as well, with an A-plus BBB rating. 913-441-3900 is the number to call. 913-441-3900 or lightning-landscape.com.
Got this in pocket. Got that though. gonna use it. Intention.
Someone asked on the text line, is something about this just doesn't
Yeah, there's a lot that
why
doesn't smell,
add up to me.
Doesn't smell good.
Now, it's interesting. The church apparently released a statement to someone. I think the original reporting agency was somewhere out of Ferguson. And someone with the church released a statement that they did not realize this was a scam, which I'm not trying to suggest the church knew or didn't know or anything like that.
Sure.
What I don't understand is if this woman truly has a drug problem, she's estranged from her daughter, where did she get the money to hold a funeral? The last time I checked, those are not cheap.
They're definitely not free.
Just to have a run-of-the-mill, you know...
memorial service.
Short and sweet with maybe a song... and I think they said they had, there was an organist, I think it said in one of these stories, and a tribute and a song and then some other word I'd never heard of. So even if this was like a quick 30-minute thing, how much are funerals, Scott? I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm hoping not to find out anytime soon with anybody I care about. I would imagine, well, keep in mind, this isn't a funeral. A funeral would involve a funeral.
Service.
A funeral would involve a funeral home, a cemetery, a church. This was a memorial service.
Okay, depending upon the church, the upfront fee for a memorial service typically ranges from $200 to $500, depending on a number of factors, including the size of the service.
Okay, and if you need the minister or who's going to do all that stuff, yes. Speaking of, we were asking about the... people who are assigned to the casket of George H.W. Bush. Dana had an interesting question. John in Olathe apparently has the answer. Hello, John.
Hi, John.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Each branch of service has an honor guard stationed in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And unless there is a specific request from the deceased, those honor guard that are posted at the four corners of the casket and the... NCO in charge are pulled randomly from those five different units to stand guard over the casket.
Well, there were, I don't know the answer to this, maybe you do. There were eight that walked his casket in. Who gets the extra three?
Well, the eight walking them in, here again, are members of those honor guards.
Mm-hmm.
And randomly selected. Of course, you have the NCOIC who is at the rear.
Right.
So that's following nine. Cadence or marking time so they stay in step.
Right.
And the other three here again would just be from those members. Each unit is probably about 35 or 40 individuals to support the various functions that they do from presenting colors to doing funerals to. Recruiting kind of events.
Let me ask this question.
This is fascinating.
Is that an honorable post, or is this like where you go when you've misbehaved?
Oh, no.
These are the cream of the crop.
Okay.
High honor. So listen, a couple of news stations have named some of these individuals because it's such a huge honor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Colby Amtemeyer, and this story is out of... Sorry. I don't know the city. I'll find it. It's not local. He, listen to this, it says grew up in and around St. John, I don't know which St. John, serves as a private in the U.S. Army Honor Guard, which lays fallen soldiers to rest at Arlington, okay?
That's great.
He has helped bury nearly 60 soldiers and veterans on the nation's most hallowed ground. He heard pounding on his barracks door at Fort Myer early Saturday morning and was told early Saturday morning he would be working through the weekend to prepare for the funeral of President George H.W. Bush. His unit last took part in a president's state funeral in 2004 when President Reagan died. Quoting here, "It is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. My unit last did this 14 years ago. It is crazy to think I was in high school last year, and now I will lay to rest an ex-president. It is just not something many people get to do."
Was Ronald Reagan the last president that died?
Mm-hmm.
He died after Gerald Ford?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. It's been 14 years?
I was in the hospital delivering my third child when he died because the only thing on the three channels they offer you in the hospital, it was round-the-clock coverage, as it should have been. But I was postpartum by myself in there with this crying baby, and it was Nancy Reagan. You remember when Nancy Reagan laid over on the casket?
Very sweet.
Sobbing like an idiot. I remember I called Joe and I said, bring me a DVD. And he said, of what? I said, I don't care.
Yeah. Ford was the last president to die. Ronald Reagan died June 5th, 2004. Ford died, and I had to look it up because I didn't know, December 26, 2006. But
Reagan, then Ford, huh?
Mm-hmm. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, paying respects. More next.
Hey, if you or an older parent is looking for a gorgeous retirement community, you really need to check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek. It's always been gorgeous, but man, wait until you see it. They are remodeling their spacious apartments as we speak. And the floor plans were already great. Huge walk-in closets, large rooms, lots of light, great storage. But they have now upgraded with beautiful dark wood cabinets, great nickel pulls in the kitchen, quartz countertops, all new stainless steel appliances, really a modern, gorgeous color palette with tile in the kitchen and bathroom. So the look is brand new, but the great service and team has been around nearly 20 years. For a tour, ask for Jill Parker. She's been there 7 years, but you know some of their directors have been there almost 20 years. They are really big when it comes to staff longevity. Check them out. Silvercrest, an active retirement community. They offer both independent and assisted living lifestyles, nestled among gorgeous walnut, oak, and birch trees with creeks and walking trails. Go check it out for yourself. Off of 130th and Metcalf, drop by or call for a tour, 913-681-1101. 681-1101. Silvercrest at Deer Creek Retirement Community. Love the way you live.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.